The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Marine Fisheries Service is proposing a rule change that would allow one nonprofit organization called a Recreational Quota Entity, or RQE, to purchase halibut quota shares from the commercial fleet. Kurt Iverson is a fisheries management specialist at NOAA Fisheries in Juneau.
The Recreational Quota Entity would be able to buy quota shares from the commercial setline sector and use those quota shares to translate into additional harvest opportunities in the charter boat sector.
That could mean easing restrictions on the number and size of halibut that charter clients can keep in years with low halibut abundance, but only up to a point. That point would be the daily limit for unguided sport anglers, currently set at 2 fish of any size. The proposed rule was recommended by the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council in December of last year. Annual limits of halibut are divided up between the commercial and charter fleets in both areas under a catch-sharing plan. That plan already allows individual charter businesses to lease commercial halibut shares to loosen restrictions on their clients' catch under what's called guided angler fish. Annually, about 48,000 pounds have been leased under that program because of prices as high as $5 a pound. Samantha Weinstein, executive director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization, says the proposed program could benefit all charter clients in Southeast and South Central Alaska. She explains that the existing program for guided angler fish only works on a limited basis for individual charter businesses.
An individual fisherman can buy his own quota shares for the commercial fishery and then lease them to himself. Otherwise, it is pretty prohibitive for individual business operators to find a commercial fisherman that they can lease quota shares for. The prices change every year, so it's really hard to work that into a business plan. This RQE would spread the benefit across the entire fishery. It wouldn't require that every individual find a way to change their business plan.
Weinstein sees a 2-year timeline to organize a recreational quota entity, create a board of directors, and develop funding for that organization. Money to pay for quota shares could be a mix of grants, loans, or a tax on charter businesses, similar to taxes paid by commercial fishermen for marketing or enhancement. She thinks it's important to increase opportunity for charter clients.
I'm not sure if everyone's seen a recent report that came out, but it showed that while other areas in the Southeast economy are struggling, tourism is for the first time the most successful private industry in Southeast Alaska. And increasing catch opportunities encourage visitors and locals to travel around Southeast, to spend money around town and use charter boats. So it's great support for local businesses and increasing job opportunities. So we want to make sure that we can do everything that we can to encourage more people to come and visit and fish in Southeast.
There are limits to how much of the quota shares that the charter organization could buy from the commercial fleet. The charter organization also could sell those shares back to the longline fishermen. And if halibut populations increase, there's also an allowance for reallocating shares from the charter organization back to the commercial fleet. NOAA Fisheries Iverson explains.
The RQE can't hold all the shares if halibut abundance is such that they've got more than they need. That reallocation was sort of a safeguard there, or a compromise, if you want to call it that, between the commercial sector and the charter sector.
Iverson says he's not aware of this kind of program in use elsewhere in the country. A 45-day public comment period on the proposed change ends November 17th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.